Tell us then why you've decided to run this marathon this year.
Okay. Well, I've kind of always set myself big challenges at different times, and I've always done a lot of charity work, and I figured that I'd wanted to have a year where I can, you know, do my last sort of massive push for charity and a big challenge, and then I can start focusing on other things that I might want to do going forward. So the marathon really came about because, well, last year I went to watch two friends running the marathon, and I was doing the whole go down the underground and go up and see everyone, and was so excited. And, yeah, I felt like I'd done a marathon that day, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, and it came into sort of this year, and I think, oh, if I ever did something, I've got to do it big, and if I do charity stuff, I've got to do it big. So I decided to do it, asked for a place, and managed, you know, I was fortunate that I could get in. And then, yeah, January the 4th, I decided I better start doing some training. And I wish I had another year.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, how was the training going?
It's been painful. I'm just not used to this whole long distance stuff. Physically and mentally, it's just so hard, so different to what I used to do. I've been retired from athletics for, what, nearly 11 years now. 10 years, 11 years, whatever it is. And I used running just as my form of fitness, you know what I mean, amongst doing all my gym stuff. So actually coming back into it and having to do like the mileage, which my body is just not used to this type of work, you know, so biomechanically it's changing. It's really struggling with that. And yeah, you know, it's monotonous, and you like at the time you go out of a run, it's like, oh my god, you know, just constantly clock watching. And oh, so here we go.
But it's okay.
Well, yeah, no, because I was having, I had a period, I've had 5 days off, 7 days off, 10 days off. I had went in the hospital, had epidurals, injections, I've had physio, the lot. And yeah. Oh my god, really is.
You know, what you're actually, what you're putting your body through.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I know there's thousands and thousands of people that run it, and I just like, hats off to you, because my body just doesn't, is not used to doing it. You know, when you've been tuned to doing something else your whole life, you know, I think sometimes it's easier for those that have not done anything. They're starting from scratch. There's no muscle memory. There's no hesitations. There's no nothing. They just go from scratch, and they're always going to progress. Whereas when you've gone from something and you're completely changing, one, your mindset and the ability, how you run, it's hard to do that.
So have you had any sort of support and encouragement from other athletes?
Yeah, like Paula, had a documentary thing with Paula, and she was talking to me about, you know, about it. Yeah, you can do it. No, Paula, you can do it, not me. Yeah, but it's all those things that you have to find out about recovery or refueling on a run, or, you know, kind of how you do the run, or, you know, just everything. You know, it's a lot to take in on board, to be
and
honest.
Each week as well, you have to do different things, like on different days, if you want to do that.
And see, the thing is, I've been blagging it, to be honest with you. I haven't really followed the plan at all. I've literally just kind of been going on social media, which has been amazing. I have to say, the biggest part of all of this has been the fun interaction I've had with so many people that you'd never have, and joining the park runs. I've just been going around to these random park runs, and it's been so much fun. And then you just pick up things on there, you know what I mean? So I kind of just been enjoying all of that side of it. And so, you know, when Paula was sort of telling me all the things that she does, you kind of half kind of go, well, yeah, oh, that's a good one, you know, like take Imodium, because she had obviously a bad experience. She said, no, take Imodium, thing, little things, nuggets. And then there's other things you're like, no, that's for world record holder, freak of nature type people.
Oh, so do you think you'll carry on running after?
I'd definitely like to get back in my running. I won't be doing another marathon. No.
Really?
I haven't done one yet.
You haven't crossed the line yet.
Oh, gosh, no. No, I mean, I definitely would like to carry on running and have that as kind of a platform to things that I might do going forward, without a doubt. But, yeah, it'd be more like maybe 10Ks or half, possibly half marathons. I think I could cope with that now.
Yeah. And so just tell us about the charities, why you're running for these particular charities.
Yeah, so Hospice in the World, I've been a patron for many, many years, and I feel like my coach passed away there 2 years to the day I won my Olympic 1500 metre gold medal, and he was somebody since he knew me since 12, and since I was 14 knew that was my dream, to be 1500 metre champion. So hospice, a great charity local, I've been supporting them anyway for about 20 years, so that was going to be one. I'd do 5 and do 250 just because it was this massive running target. And then Pickering Trust, their cancer drop-in centre. I met Polly, who runs it, on New Year's Eve over in Tunbridge Wells, the Pantiles, and she was telling her stories how she survived cancer for the second year running, and or second time running, and how that felt like her double gold, being told she survived again, you know, and it kind of just sort of touched her heart. And I went to the centre, and they're completely volunteers. They have to raise £4,000 to £5,000, and I thought, right, good, there'll be one of mine. Myeloma UK is cancer of the blood, the bone marrow. My mum's just gone into remission. She's had that, had stem cell replacement. It's an incurable cancer. It's only treatable, so she will get it back at some stage. Don't know how long, generally around 2 to 3 years. She was very successful in her treatment and, you know, her journey, but it's an relatively unknown cancer, but it's a really low success rate or survival rate, so I wanted to bring awareness to that. My own charity, Dame for the Omes Trust, been 9 years now. Gosh, can't believe it, 9 years. We've helped over 200,000 young people nationwide, worked with young people in areas of deprivation, predominantly disadvantaged backgrounds. We give them back their hope and aspirations to become somebody. We try, our outcomes are to get them back in employment, training or education, and we've been very successful. We have a couple of programmes down in Thanet and where I get at the moment, and they're going really well.
I've been down there a few times and spoken to people down there. It's
good, hey? I love just seeing the transition and those young people. You know, because I remember Debbie Page, my PE teacher, telling me I could be good at something, which I didn't think I could, and it just takes one person sometimes to change somebody's mind and life. So I think, you know, we're doing a good job there. And then Mind UK. I've been very open about my own story, battles of depression, self-harm, you know, and I think that I'm in a position, you know, I've realised I'm in a position that if I can talk about it, then other people will be willing to sort of talk and try and stop the stigmatism about it. Like they call it in the workplace, like a hidden disability, you know, because people can see something, you know, if you're in a wheelchair or you've got crutches or whatever, but they can't see someone that's suffering, and that everyone talks about it. And so I wanted to kind of allude to that. And actually, I was quite sort of shocked by the teenage rates of suicide, depression, self-harm to the point of suicide. So I thought if I can voice that and have more confidence in doing it, then it'll help hopefully other people.
And they're all really personal to you, aren't they?
Yeah.
To be able to spur you on to run day.
Yeah, and to do the fundraising, because it's hard, you know, you have this constant, it's going to take up, you know, as much as I'm raising, it'll probably be equate to my time that I'm given as well, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of commitment to do it, but going to do it, got to do it. I've kind of got to a point that I think I could run 3:30 and probably a little bit faster, but if I have 3:30 as a target time, I keep it realistic based on what I've been running. It's a possibility, but I haven't done 26 miles, so don't know. I did 22 miles, but I could absolutely blow up with last, or you know. So I just figured that I've got to have by now sort of a rough time so that I can just then know what to sort of pace myself on, because otherwise if you go in blind, I'm going to be, you know, like everyone says, don't go off too fast, don't sprint too fast. That's where I've got to have the strength what I used to have in my head to go, no, doesn't matter how many people pass you, let them, and then deal with it later on, you know what I mean? I say this now, but I'm hoping that if I can run sort of, like I said, that pace for first half marathon, that just keeps it in perspective, and then whatever happens sort of then, you know. Well, that's the theory. That's the theory. She says.
So what would you say to young girls out there who perhaps are thinking about getting into running but perhaps too scared?
Well, do you know what I mean, speaking to people now, going on social media, all of those things, what's really great about it is that running can bring so many people together for all different reasons, you know. So you've got those people that have suffered with depression or issues that use sport as a way of kind of making them feel good about themselves, those that want it for a fitness benefit, a health reason, just to socialise, to lose weight. You know, I've heard some amazing stories of all these people. They all do it for so many different reasons. So whatever your reason is for wanting to feel better about yourself, use running as a tool to do that. And no one's judging you on how fast, slow, what distance you do, but use running as an ability to make you feel good and focus on something positive.
And for all the runners that are running on the day, obviously this is going to go out on the day, what would be your sort of words of encouragement to them?
Words of encouragement would be, well, you know, everybody has said to me, the atmosphere is incredible. It's the best marathon in the world. You know, you'll never experience that atmosphere and kind of the passion that you get from everyone running, everyone supporting. So, you know, have that as your goal, that you want to finish and feel proud about yourself, you know. And remember all the things that people have been telling you. Don't let them go all to waste on that day. And that's what I'm trying to think of. All the things. Keep calm. Keep fueling. Don't go off too fast. All of those are going to be round in my head, you know, making sure you're okay.
You're absolutely fine. Best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.